The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
These days you're gonna miss my kissing. One of these days you're gonna miss me, honey. Yeah. Smells like someone tried to smuggle an onion into America under my armpit. Okay. First of all, let me segue with this. I've never voted. I've never even been registered to vote, to my knowledge. Having said that, I would never dissuade anyone from voting if they're a legal citizen with a valid picture ID and registered, or at least physically present. Yes, that's your right. Some consider it a duty. I don't look at it like that, but anyway, yes, I would never say don't go out and vote because it doesn't matter. I would say the exact opposite. I would encourage people to get out and vote, especially those who've never, you know, served the Republic in an official capacity. You know, myself, you know, I turned 18, never registered to vote. Shit, I don't know if you've heard the story before or not, but I didn't register for selective service. Do they still have that? Selective service where you have to register for the draft when you turn 18? I didn't do that. I turned 18, then I turned 19, then I joined the Navy, and somewhere when I was around 20, I got a letter at my Navy address. There was a letter addressed to me that I received at my Navy command as a United States Navy service member that instructed me that if I didn't register for selective service, they could take some course of action against me. And I remember standing there in uniform, reading it and laughing. And I went and found my master chief and I go, hey, check this out. And he read it, he started laughing, shook his head. I was like, what should I do? He goes, fuck them, what can they do? Too late. You got one over on him. Good for you. Okay, so there's my point. Again, going back to just, everyone's got their own path, and I've been on my own for quite some fucking time now. However, bizarre it may seem. But winding and never ending, I, like many people, have seen the fallout from the latest Joe Biden gaffe, which was the hellscape speech he gave the other night, and then followed it up with a couple of personal appearances and tweets where he doubled down on his denunciation of quote-unquote MAGA Republicans, MAGA extreme. What we have now, ultra semi-fascist MAGA extreme. Yeah, boogeyman. That's Joe Biden. That's what he put on everybody in the last week. So, everyone's in some type of uproar about it. After the raid on Trump's crib and all the shit from that, and the speculation and pontification and political posturing, and then they immediately follow that up with Biden out there running this fucking noisemaker about how the MAGA Republicans are doing everything that the Democratic demonoids are doing. The gaslighting of America. I mean, holy shit. If you can't see it, folks, and sorry, I don't mean to be patronizing or condescending to you, dear listener, because I do realize that if you're still here listening to me, you're a fucking survivor. And you don't need me so much for revelations, just guidance and prodding. You're a sheepdog, right? You're calling it as you see it in real time. You're not reacting in mass psychosis effect. Should we be afraid? Oh my God, we shouldn't be afraid now? You're just on a different plane like me. Like when I can't watch Biden anymore. I can't listen to his voice. I went and read the transcript of the speech, though, and it was still pretty off-putting. Anyway, sorry, I digress, but here's my point. This is what I have to go back to. I didn't vote in the 2016 election or any other previous elections or subsequent elections, so I can't be classified as a Trump supporter. I'm not a registered anything, and I've never cast a vote. So, what does that make me in Joe Biden's definition, or in his camp's definition? So, he's locked in on these 75 million people that actually cast a vote for Trump. Those are his enemy. But as Trump mentioned the other night in his rally, there could be significantly more than those 75 registered MAGA Republicans, Joe, because, again, going back to 2016, I thought I always kept myself abreast to politics, just something I've always got into throughout my life. It's entertaining, and it gives you a feel for the climate of the country to a certain degree. Whatever act we're in, whatever production they're putting on for us, whatever era or phase that we're going through that's been contrived and socially constructed for us to live through as subjects in the grand social experiment. It was the vitriol that was directed at Trump when he announced and he started moving through the nominations and the primaries, and people were becoming more enthralled by the movement of this boisterous alpha male just fucking basically destroying all of his opponents on stage because none of them had the intellect or the presence, the aptitude to be able to stand in real time, unscripted, and think outside the box. Again, where he comes from, he's not a bought off politician that goes up there with a script to read. He's just a dude that's living his life and taking it as it comes, and people think that he's fake. But anyway, sorry, don't want to get too enthralled. Sorry. Anyway, so Trump again, he was who he was. He's making his way through the primaries. They're all attacking him. They're all losing. It's obvious to me that he's going to get the nomination. I remember telling my friends, I was in school at the time, so I also saw another side of it where all the fucking liberal arts freaks were losing their collective minds. And I also remember some gal that ran the taqueria that I used to frequent a couple times a week that was always real friendly to me. All of a sudden, she made it obvious that she didn't want my business anymore after he was elected, because she also was on a local news story. She was worried about being deported. And I remember seeing the irony of that. I was like, okay, so let me get this straight. You're in my country illegally. You've set up a business operation that I frequent and therefore patronize you, your establishment. And then when a duly elected president comes into office, you don't want my money anymore because you're afraid you might be removed from my country because you're here illegally. Okay, fine. I won't come here anymore to eat. Good luck. Yeah, I had to throw that little personal aspect of it in there. But yeah, anyway, the Trump thing, that it was the concerted effort by the entire left, the apparatus, that that's when it started becoming evident and clear to me and others then, if not sooner, that they, how it all worked, how they all just started attacking him and using all of their resources and Hollywood and music industry, the entire fucking entertainment industry, all of Saturday Night Live, all the late night talk shows, everyone went after him. And when that happened, I had to notice that. It's like, why in the fuck are all these people ganging up on this dude? Well, then that elicited in me a natural reaction. Again, you know, sheepdog, the born leader. I saw that as bullying. They're bullying this dude. They're calling him a bully, but he's calling them out on their behaviors and they're denouncing him for it. So I had to think, well, okay, I need to get this guy's back. I went and joined Twitter again. I started following him exclusively, and I saw again the vitriol on Twitter. It's not there anymore. Maybe you can find it archived, but I remember telling friends back in 2017, I couldn't believe the immediate reactions to some of Trump's posts. He would post God bless America, and the very first reply would be some fucking liberal freak wishing death upon him, some, you know, excruciatingly painful death on him. And I thought, how in the fuck is this happening? And then I noticed there was this other, these twin brothers that were always at the top of the replies. And then we found out later that they were sponsored. They were basically human bots that were promoted and pushed right there to immediately reply, and then and flooded with likes and reposts that weren't real, to undo whatever organic fucking thing was happening with the previous Trump post. I saw all that. I didn't need someone to explain it to me 6 years fucking later. That made me want to support him however I could. It didn't encourage me to go vote for him in 2020, but I, you know, promoted his cause because it's fucking America. Like he, again, like he said in one of his truths, one of his social media posts, if you're not down with Make America Great Again or Make America Great, then what the fuck are you doing here, much less running for office or supposedly holding the presidency of the United States of America, and then you have the gumption to go out and fucking denounce that? He's exposing himself. Again, Joe Biden is like the fucking Morpheus, dude. He's red-pilling everyone, literally. As I said before, he single-handedly made Generation X give a fuck. I didn't care until this shit went down. And with Trump happening and all of that, you know, it's like the 2016 election, I said before, I go, this is like a divorce. We're just parting ways. They're going their way. We're going our way. We're going to establish our own independent places and states, and maybe there'll be, you know, secessions. I don't know, but you know, this is just a separation where it's obvious that we have irreconcilable differences as a nation. Two different cultures trying to live symbiotically, and it just doesn't fucking work no matter how hard they try. So as they're attacking the fuck out of this dude, I'm thinking something is amiss here. This isn't real. This can't be. Why does Robert De Niro hate Trump? And forgive me if you've heard this before, but there are actors now that I literally cannot watch. I don't want to listen to them talk. If I see them on HBO, a movie that I've seen before, I might want to watch. If they show up on the screen, they make me fucking sick. Robert De Niro, can't stand the motherfucker anymore. Jim Carrey makes me fucking sick to my stomach just thinking about him. Johnny Depp, Madonna, these are cultural icons that I fucking grew up with, basically, that have all fucking betrayed me. They have all betrayed this country, and they did it long ago. But it's just evident now. Maybe you've never heard of the Red Scare. McCarthy, Joseph McCarthy, I believe, the guy that went after all the communists in Hollywood. They made a movie about it with, I know George Clooney was in it because he runs around in a fucking Roman Caesar uniform. Anyway, yeah, dude, they parody shit. You know, it was real. He was literally trying to make America great by ridding fucking Hollywood of communism. And they went through all the congressional hearings and blah, blah, blah. And they persecuted innocent fucking actresses and actresses. But they were real communists. And they were trying to undo our fucking way of life here. The Republic. It's all fucking real, man. That's the gist of it. And as you try to wrap your mind around it, why or how, well, go look at the hellscape again and remember this dude came out and said, hey, you might consider me the reincarnation of Satan or the second coming of Satan. You don't say shit like that as a good Christian. You don't make casual remarks like, oh, I sold my soul or I sold my soul to the devil. When you do that, you've fucking done it. So you don't just casually say it. And he keeps taking it further and further and further. You know, again, remember, one of the first actions of his fucking administration was to file a lawsuit against the state of Texas in conjunction with the Church of Satan so that they could murder babies down here in Texas.
In what century are they in? There used to be a case called contraceptions that I'm about to sign.
Something sharp inside. Sharp inside. Quit bolting your food. Don't be rude. Plus one and minus one equals zero. That's a defeatist attitude. I'm sick of this. Dead to the world, but not to you.
Some creep up in Washington, D.C. telling people in Texas how to live. The District of Columbia. So it kept going and going and going, you know, and then 2020 came and I saw, you know, I watched it, all of it happen, and I thought, yeah, you know, my immediate reaction was the night before, it looked like Trump had won. As he went to bed that night, he told everybody, let's hope something doesn't happen at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be damned, something happened at 3 o'clock in the morning and became the infamous fraud meme, where you see that unholy anomaly where Biden gets a fucking 400% spike in his fucking received votes. Bam! They just stole the election in front of everyone, and bam, now here he is out there 2 years later going after what he thinks is 75 million Americans, threatening them with F-8s. What did he say in the last week? If you're an American that's interested in the safety and independence of America, then you better have F-15s or something to that effect. Again, the safety and independence of America, that's all I'm about, buddy. And I didn't vote for your opponent. And I won't vote for your next opponent. And I would support you as the president of the United States of America, even after you stole the fucking election, if you didn't start your administration by immediately attacking my fucking state where I live. One of the pillars of your fucking, the foundation of your republic. These motherfuckers, everyone's talking about civil war and blah, blah, blah. Just remember, it took a long time for it to come to fucking bloodshed. There were a lot of precursory functions that happened, like secession. And it would be a totally different climate these days with the information age. They wouldn't be able to hide the truth as much. So if Texas, Florida, the entire fucking Bible Belt, and any other state, and every time, go look at the lawsuits, like the election fraud lawsuit, there's the entire Bible Belt, the heartland of America from Canada to Mexico, is fucking locked in on the opposite of what California, New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. want to do with this country. Okay. Same thing with COVID. Well, let's go back to the beginning. When George Floyd happened, they created a map that showed all of the protests, all of the riots, and it was all Democratic shitholes. And then when COVID came, they showed all the COVID infections, and if you transpose the two maps, it was the exact same places. And then when the election fraud came and they put those maps out, same thing. Just over and over, it's the same cities, same locations, population centers, and Democratic-run states. They, you know, perpetrated their governance by election fraud that is evident to everyone now. Yeah, this is what brought me around to opposing them. And again, I've supported every president. That's just what I do. It doesn't matter to me who is in there. It doesn't matter to me how they got in there. I do what I'm supposed to do. I serve the republic and I serve the president, right, wrong, or indifferent. Up to the point of when a constitutional directive overrides a unlawful order. And I had a conversation with a friend the other day who, a civilian, he didn't serve. We were discussing, you know, things that are happening now, and he mentioned something about the military, and he has nephews who are from the state of Texas who serve in the U.S. Armed Forces. And, you know, he said he had a conversation with them. It's like, you know, what are y'all going to do if you get orders to come disarm me, your uncle, the guy that taught you how to shoot, the guy that bought you your first fucking sidearms and firearms, the guy that your parents trusted you with to learn how to shoot guns, the guy that you've looked up to your whole life? You're going to take orders from a fucking government up in Washington, D.C. to come back to your home state and go into your uncle's home and take his fucking weapons from him and kill him if necessary? Is that going to happen? And when he expressed all that to me, I replied to him, I go, brother, I go, just remember, it's hard for you to quantify, I know, but every unit in the military, that, you know, regardless of dedication and duty, Just about every unit in the military is a couple of fucking heartbeats away from full-blown fucking mutiny. And when shitty orders come down and you follow them and you have to pay for it personally, you question authority. Okay? And when you get enough of those, when you follow enough of those shit fucking orders that you finally get an out and you see one that's totally fucking unlawful, you stand your ground. And what's the first thing they threaten you with? Mutiny, treason, punishable by death. I've had that laid on me at least several times while I was in uniform. They threatened to put me in Leavenworth. They threatened to put me on bread and water. They threatened to put me on firing squad and hanging, but I stood my ground. And usually it was to serve myself, but often it was in defense of subordinates. Like, yeah, me, all these guys that you've assigned to me, we're not following that order. So, check. Well, and then the mutiny, the treason, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now what? Give me a piece of paper. I'll put mine on writing. You put yours in writing. That's another thing. When motherfuckers a CYA for you, some motherfucker run his mouth. You gotta do this. You have to do that. And I'll do this. And if you don't do that, then I'll do that. Okay. Put that shit in writing. What? Put it in writing. Sit your happy ass down and write that the fuck out, or type it, or whatever the fuck you have to do. Put it in black and white. Print it for me, and then we'll go from there. But you running your fucking mouth doesn't mean shit to me. And I don't respect you, or your title, or your position, or your fucking authority, because you're misusing it and abusing me with it. And I'm not going to tolerate it. And I don't have to, because even though I signed up for this shit and volunteered, I'm still a fucking free man. I'm still a citizen of the United States of America. And I can make the willful decision to A, not follow your fucking order, and B, go live the rest of my life in a fucking hole eating bread and water, because that's where I'd rather be before I'd want to be associated with you anymore. See what I mean? Sorry. Maybe getting too deep here, but again, I had to take some time off and recharge a little bit and evaluate what's going on and decide how concerned I want to be about it and how much power do I have and how can I affect myself? What power do I have, you know? Well, first of all, yeah, can't do a fucking thing about that. Dude running his mouth every other day about, you know, half of America, and now eventually I've been thrown into the mix just because I support the former president, and I support the former president more than I support the current fucking person in office because of his actions. I don't have any respect for any of them, but before 2019, before the Joe Biden ran for president, I just thought of him as the goofy VP that dropped the F-bomb every once in a while. I didn't know about his sexual proclivities or his son's fucking drug addictions. I didn't know any of that. But when it was coming to when it was coming to the surface during the 2020 campaign, and Trump brought it up in the debate, and they squashed it, and Biden, you know, oh, my son has worked hard to overcome his addictions. He was probably smoking crack while Biden was saying that, laughing with whatever prostitute he had hired for the night to watch his dad's debate with him, and blowing up his various family members with junkie text, screaming about how fucking his life was because his dad was running for president now, and fucking up all of the all of the lucrative foreign interest deals that they had created together. Joe Biden didn't want to run for president. They didn't want him to run for president. And the more I see of his actions, it becomes more and more plausible to me that he could be on a long, drawn out fucking walk of shame. You know, and the way things are setting up, that, you know, I don't want to go prognosticating too much, but it sure does look like he's not going to be president after 2024, and he may not be president much longer. And as I mentioned, I don't know, about a year back, I said that the Great Reset, unfortunately for them, is going to be the presidential elections in the United States of America are going to be reset to 2022, so the next one will be in 2026 rather than 2024, because everything's about to come to a head with the election frauds and Hunter Biden laptop and the overt weaponization of the Department of Justice with the Trump shit. And the swelling animosity between the various factions. Yeah, I pray that there isn't a civil war, but then I also pray that we secede. So, you know, actions, reactions, everything that this guy has done, this administration has done towards my state, the Republic of Texas, over the last 2 years. We already have legal documentation, it's all right there that when we join the fucking union, it specifically states that if you try to pull some shit like this and leave our fucking border hanging wide open again, we're done, we're gone, we're gonna take care of this shit ourselves, we don't fucking need you. They coerced us into joining the fucking union. That's my, you know, opinion anyway. And plenty of the 22 million of us want out down here. And again, what would that accomplish? Well, first of all, it would send a very stout message to the DC and the federal government that you just lost a huge component of your fucking tax base. And you probably are going to need armed fucking agents to try to retrieve fucking income tax from 22 million fucking Texans who just told you we're not part of your fucking game anymore. And they don't have income tax down here. So every Texan that's paying a federal fucking income tax that goes to directly turn around and use against you, literally, you wouldn't be doing that anymore. It would be staying in the state of Texas. And again, sorry to sound redundant, but as I've said before, if that ever fucking happened, Texas would be a fucking superpower within fucking hours of the fucking document being ratified. We could start dealing with fucking other countries on a global fucking scale and circumventing Washington. Yeah, whatever the fuck they're doing up there, we're paying 85 cents a gallon for fucking gas down here in Texas, and we don't have electric. If you want an electric vehicle, have an electric vehicle, that's fine, but we operate on fucking oil down here. We eat steak, we fucking drive fucking big fucking rigs, we shoot guns, we pray to God, we don't kill babies, and we don't fucking chop our dicks off at the drop of a fucking hat or on a whim or because some fucking doctor said that it might be in our best interest to do that. We don't buy it down here. So, anyway, yeah, I guess I'm back. So are you. We're in this together. Where we go one, we go all.
It's outrageous. I don't care what your position is. It's outrageous. And it's dangerous.
Fuck you, sir.